We have been talking about asking a question, who are we? Tonight, I want to continue along the same line, and that will include these sayings of this subject. I'll say it this way. I want to talk about the body of Christ. The body of Christ. That's who we are. We are one with the Lord. Amen. We are what? One with the Lord. We've heard this scripture many times. It tells us what God did from the very get-go, God's plan for his man. We know with God there's no beginning, there's no ending. God always has been, God always will be God. Has no beginning, has no ending. How is that? That's eternity. Amen. For our minds try to figure that out, I haven't been able to figure it out yet. So I just believe God. I believe it with all my heart. That God has no beginning, no ending. But he, in his wisdom, decided to create him a man. He, in his wisdom, decided to make a heaven, earth, and all the galaxy. On this earth, you notice that on this earth is what he educated man with and about. He talks a little bit about heaven. He lets us know there's a hell, but you don't have a lot of detail. In hell, you know it's enough. You know enough about it. You don't want to go there.
Amen.
But heaven, we know some things about heaven, but we don't know everything. But you know, we have scientists who have studied this planet. They know there's galaxies out there. They know there's other planets. You know, they try to go to the moon. And out of space, we know there's other places. But the most information we have, now watch this, the most information we have in the Word is about this world, this planet, and now that we've been born again, he tells us about another kingdom we've been born into and how to operate victorious over this. Because we know there's another world here and it's full of darkness. And he tells us how to be successful, how to be victorious, how to live and how to win, how to achieve, how to accomplish, how to live a life that will bring glory to him and blessing to your life. And so we have information, revelation, and there's revelation as we study the word. And what he want us to rule over as a body on planet Earth. Amen.
Amen.
Now he given us his word and told us, and he said, turn with me if you can put up Galatians 1, I believe 1 and 4. I mean, yeah. Galatians chapter 1 verse 4, I think. Let me just get there and give you the one that I'm looking for. But it's in the book of Galatians where we want to go. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Notice it is verse 4, if we can put it up. Turn with me there. Well, let me just read down to it, starting with verse 1. Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead. Notice. And all the brethren which are with me unto the churches of Galatians. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's the verse we want to get to. Who gave himself for our sin. What did he do? Why did he do it? Because we were separated from God. But in God's original plan, we were one with God. God has said, let us make man like us. We were made one with him. But when Adam sinned, we were separated. That put us in a world that we didn't belong there. And it was unfamiliar to us, and it brought much hurt, pain, and suffering, sorrow. And it called a world of darkness, world of destruction, and world of deception, because it's still deceiving people today. But notice he gave Jesus Christ, him, who gave himself for our sin, for what reason? You see it? That he might do what? Deliver us from what? This present evil world. See, we don't belong to this world of darkness. We don't belong to this world that has failure. We don't belong to this world that has misery and suffering, sorrow and pain, confusion, destruction, violence and all that. He delivered us from it. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've been delivered from it. We have been delivered. Now watch this. Let me finish reading it. Who hath delivered us from this present evil world according to what?
The will of God.
According to the will of God, our Father. It's God's will that you be with him. It's God's will that you live like him. It's God's will that you have victory in your life. It's God's will that you be a winner, not a loser. It's God's will to be in this kingdom of light tonight, right now, and reign. And notice he said, he delivered us from it, from this present evil world. Which if you can find, put up, hallelujah, put up Luke 19, 10, 19. Let me get there. See, all this I had, don't have this in my notes, but that's okay. We're going to get there.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. 10:19, I believe, what I want. Let me get there. It says, notice Luke 10:19, what I want. Luke 10:19. Notice he said he delivered us. Now watch it. He delivered us from what? This present evil world, right? He delivered us where? From this present evil world, right? And when he delivered us from this present evil world, this is what he did. This is what he told us. 10:19. Behold, look, I give unto you what? Let's use the word authority. I give unto you what? Authority to do what? On what? And. How much of?
All.
He delivered us from this evil world, and then he gave us authority to tread on serpents and scorpions. And over all the power of the enemy. And then he concludes by saying what? And nothing shall by any means hurt you. That means none of those things from that evil world shall rule over you. Should dominate you. Should reign over you.
Hallelujah.
I have given you authority to tread on them. That means use your authority. To tread on scorpions, serpents and scorpions over all the power of the enemy. Why? Because we have been made one with him. Jesus delivered us from this evil world. So